Okay, hello there, it's Si Smedley here from the Chronicle with the latest of my music, features, interviews, and I'm delighted to be up at Saddleworth again with Shadow Palace. There's been a slight tweak in lineup, Harry. You've got a new drummer. What happened to Danny?
Danny's gone to be a rocket scientist.
Oh yeah.
Will.
Where's that, at Oldham College?
No, he's just done sixth form, but he actually genuinely wants to be a rocket scientist.
Right, okay.
You never know, he might come back into our lives at some point, but after he's like caused the end of the world, you know what I mean? But yeah, so Will's come.
Yeah,
so come from Ben.
This is Will Brooks from Milndraw, and he's got a couple of things going, but he's also in Paintbox Fire.
Yeah, and they're a great band.
Yeah. So how long's Will been involved?
About a month.
Yeah.
Just before we went in the... About a week before we went in the studio.
Yeah. How come he got involved in the first place? Was it a mate at all?
Well, I went to college with him, but actually, I was living in the Freights for a bit, he ended up drumming in that for a bit.
Did he?
Yeah. So the connection is just fluid from that.
Yeah.
With him every week at college. And, you know, I know he's a keen drummer, he likes to get about, so...
Yeah.
Said yes straight away.
Everything seems to be all right, does it, Dan?
Yeah, it's going well.
Is he sort of slotted in seamlessly?
Yeah, creativity levels have just like risen by loads because he's brought something new to the band, like his drumming style. Like, Danny's a great drummer and all that, I'm not knocking him down, but it's just different. Like, he's sort of a bit more punchy and adds the band just feels a bit bigger.
There's more ideas now, like everyone's... everyone's writing in various forms. Like now, I've been writing a lot of lyrics recently, but not full songs. So I've been taking them to Ben. Ben's been writing music around them, and everyone's kind of contributing their own ideas now.
Yeah.
So everything's improving in the songs. Every little element of each song is more probably more refined now.
Yeah.
It's not like a case of Harry will write some lyrics, I'll write a riff, and then we'll just tell. Like, we'll say, right, this is how it's played, this is what we've wrote, let's learn it. Everyone's sort of like, oh, this will sound good, or I've got this idea, let's try that. It's just a bit better.
Yeah. Right, it's a group, isn't it?
The atmosphere is, like, really nice.
And it's shown with the new songs as well, so...
When you get a song written as a group, it's dead satisfying.
Yeah, definitely.
So obviously we've got a few gigs coming up. You've got one at the Spaceport X, I think it's called, and it's a rooftop show, and it's supporting another one of our favourite Oldham bands, Cupids. Now that is on the Wednesday the 13th, I think, and that's a fantastic sort of slot to get on there. How did it come about, Harry?
It's Dan, isn't it? You and Poppy. Yeah. Poppy is Jake's sister, who's in Cupids. So we're all dead close now. We've been wanting to play with them for a while, and it's finally come about, and it'd be interesting to do an acoustic.
Yeah, it's a bit of a random one for us. Definitely a change from the turn up to 11 and just play your hardest.
Which would be a challenge for you in particular.
It should be nice.
Yeah, good, excellent. And then obviously you've sorted out a headline slot at Gulliver's in Manchester for September the 3rd. So obviously that's going to be a big gig for the band. You know, you need to
great lineup for it as well.
Yeah, who's supporting you?
Carnation and the Claremont.
Manchester band, they're very good.
So probably three of the best bands around at the minute.
Especially as Incarnation, like we played with them at Factory, and we've got like quite a close bond, and I think that's important to sort of instead of roaming around Manchester and doing gigs on your own, to have partnerships with other bands and have that sort of
we don't want to isolate ourselves.
Yeah, it's always good to have like someone beside you.
And obviously there's other bands like Claremont, will try and, you know, make a bond with them.
Small Prince.
And then the Small Prince, you know, they're playing at night and day on the same day as us. But it's just the natural progression from the castle. You know, it's twice the size of the castle.
Yeah, castle's like a bit of a warm-up. Plus, even before that, earlier in the year, we actually played a packed out gig at Gulliver's supporting the Small Prince.
Yeah.
So we know where we are, we know what to expect, so we just sort of... I'm just going to promote it like mad and then do our best and see what happens.
Good, okay. Obviously, we're just getting a bit of ahead of ourselves in terms of dates there. That's the Gulliver's date, September the 3rd, but in between time, you've got the two festivals, Blackthorn, very prestigious, of course, and Party in the Pines with Johnny Brown's got the kind of dragged you in on, I think, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So what do you kind of think of those two then?
They're going to be really good. Like, Blackthorn, we're on main stage supporting the view, like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like, not messing about, like, you've got to play your best, take it seriously and, like, treat it as a, like, and even Party in the Pines as well, like Johnny Brown's dragged us down to that, even yeah. It's a good opportunity.
I mean, bands like the Tapestry and Carriage, and there's a lot of good bands around at the minute. So
a lot of names in the bowl, all from the same sort of area, like, you know, Louie as well.
Yeah.
All like these Manchester bands are like sort of getting about everywhere too. It's pretty good.
These are the great local bands that are on at these festivals with you. Bit of inspiration to do then.
Oh yeah, we always do that. Like, you know, regardless of who they are and what we do, like, end of the day we're a band.
Yeah.
We play to impress and we play to, without sounding like snobby or anything, we play to like blow out the water, but I think every band does that. You've got to be confident in what you're doing.
We've all just kind of been educating ourselves as we've been going along, like everything's been the live performance get better and better every time, and the songwriting's better, you know, individually. We're all chipping in with ideas, like I said before, so the songs are becoming stronger.
Yeah.
So collectively, it is moving forward musically, and that can only help, because, you know, we've got quite a bit going on.
Yeah. You'll know a lot more about yourselves, I think, by sort of end of September, won't you?
It's like we're a big band, we're a really big sounding band, and we're striving live performance and big gigs. Like every time we play at these great venues, and like we've got all these great rigs to play through and loads of people to impress, like we play like 200%.
What did you do? Five tracks?
Another five tunes.
Yeah, okay. And that was with Will, wasn't it?
Yeah,
all good of them. Mix of all different kinds of.
Some, we've recorded some old ones and a few new ones.
But there's one that's a totally different sort of calm down, nice sort of happy vibe.
Yeah, because I think what we went for with, going back to Part of the Fire, we went for a massive big 80s production, and then we kind of went more towards like the Stooges, and even a bit of Black Sabbath in there, you know, a dead heavy riff. And that was just where we were at the time, the sound we were going for, but we've definitely branched out.
Cause an experiment.
One of the new songs in particular shows that how versatile we are, because anyone that watches us live knows not all the songs sound like Tribe and Part of the Fire. There's definitely a more softer and melodic side. So that's what we're up to like put across with the new.
Do you know, in agreement, even this one that we've just done, that's like not particularly our usual style, is actually probably like maybe the best song we've written up to that.
Creatively.
Well, it all just started. I was on the piano, it started with me, unusual completely, and the lyrics I wrote in the middle of a canteen, earwigging people's conversations. So I'd never done anything like that before, and I took my lyrics down to the piano, wrote the lyrics, wrote the basic chords, took it to the practice room, Ben wrote a riff, Dan wrote the bass line, then the drums came in. Song came together absolutely perfectly like that, and that's the way we want to work a lot more in the future. Like,
you went to Future Works, I think, with Adam, did you?
No, we did that new song called Incompetent Man. That was with Harry's cousin
Ryan. We've always worked with him.
And then the other four was with a producer called Matt Blake that we just recently got in touch with.
Now Joe Berry's on the editing now.
So any sort of release dates or ideas or plans?
We can't really put a date on them. I think we're not rushing
there's
it.
There's three songs that I've virtually done, the new one, and then two of the ones we did with Matt Blake. But a couple of them need like
quite a lot
of tweaking.
It's one of them. We're definitely not out to rush.
Yeah.
we want to make sure everything's right now. And
prediction, I would give it about a month until at least one of them's out.
I think the idea is to get definitely at least two of them out.
Yeah, we'll bring the, I think we're going to bring them out in twos, we said.
It's an A side and a B side kind of thing.
Right, okay, we'll wrap it up there, and I'll see you soon, lads. Thanks very much. Shadow Pops.
Cheers.